these conversations used to end with an unusual request.
I'm retired.
Well, let me show you some stuff anyway, just for old time's sake.
8 years after his last battle as Batman, the eccentric billionaire Bruce Wayne is a broken man. He lost the love of his life and has unjustly become Gotham City's pariah. His butler, Alfred, is his only friend. A terror attack on the city brings the caped warrior back in action.
You see, only one end to your journey. Sometimes, a man rises from the darkness.
Mr. Wayne.
Huh? Why didn't you just kill me?
Your punishment must be more severe.
Tom Hardy plays the new villain, Bane. He rallies criminals against Gotham City. Once again, Christian Bale plays the Dark Knight.
This is the first time that Batman has come across anybody who is superior physically.
Batman might not actually survive the conflict with this person, and Bane really presented that opportunity.
Chris Nolan's cast is as impressive as his larger-than-life story. Anne Hathaway plays Catwoman, Batman's lithe and limber adversary and love interest.
There's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne. Better batten down the hatches. Because when it hits, you're all gonna wonder how you ever thought you could live so large and leave so little for the rest of us.
Chris Nolan's cinematography and gritty atmospherics tap into fears of terrorism and economic meltdown. His scenario is post-apocalyptic. Its impact is enhanced by the gargantuan sets, including a plane that breaks apart thousands of feet in the air.
The Dark Knight Rises is certainly the biggest film that I've undertaken, by far. We really looked back to the silent era of motion pictures, when the image was paramount, when all you had was the scope and scale of a location, thousands of extras, that kind of thing.
Nolan's Batman films have helped boost the comic book industry, says Howard Marshall of After Time Comics, a comic book store in the DC area.
It's very exciting, really. It's never been bigger. The past 10 years, it's really grown a lot, and the movies have helped. Nightfall is the story that is being adapted for this new movie. The story was written 15 years ago, I think, off the top of my head. Bane is in Nightfall.
But Marshall says children can't benefit. Like the movie trilogy, Batman comics have gotten darker.
But there's a rating system now, and just for edification, it's by the barcode now, because I don't want to be responsible for kids seeing something that their parents aren't going to want them to see yet, because they're only six.
The Dark Knight Rises is not for kids.
You don't owe these people anymore. You've given them everything.
But it's an epic tale whose depth and timelessness speaks to adults. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.